OJB's podcast for May 2015, more BS news. I was really annoyed last night when the first 10 minutes of the TV news I watched was dedicated to the birth of the latest member of Britain's royal family. I can't give you any details because I turned the sound off and got on with cooking dinner for the entire time, but I believe Kate Middleton gave birth to a daughter who is fourth in the line for the throne. That's all I know, and it's a lot more than I actually care about. Because really, does anyone care? Actually, many people do, because it gives them a small bright spot in their pathetic lives where they can live vicariously through the antiquated institution of the royalty. But in the greater scheme of things, it really doesn't matter much. Yesterday, all of the New Zealand news sources had royal baby stories everywhere, but today there's almost nothing to be seen. That's not too surprising, though, because what really happened? Some baby was born on the other side of the world. So what? Once you've reported that and got some reaction from a bunch of fawning royal admirers, what else is there? Look at the New Zealand Herald and even the BBC website now, and there's barely a hint that the royal family even exists, apart from some idle speculation about what the name will be. No doubt this announcement has been delayed to try to spin the excitement out a bit longer. And there are far more important things going on around the world, after all. Our Prime Minister's latest little faux pas, for example, involving his bizarre and disturbing hair fetish. And the controversy about the big boxing match, apparently the greatest of all time. And the status of Tiger Woods' latest relationship. Okay, I'm being a bit sarcastic here, because wherever you look there is BS, and the royal family is just one of the more malodorous examples. Our country is involved in a debate about changing the flag, which currently reflects strong links with Britain, which are probably no longer relevant. But in many ways, those links are significant, because we still officially have the Queen as a head of state. Sure, it's a symbolic rather than a practical position, but it does exist. So it seems to me that until we become a republic and finally abandon the British monarchy, we should probably keep the current flag, which has the Union Jack in the corner. If we are so lame that we still want another country's hereditary ruler as a head of state, then we should also accept our lame and uninspiring flag as well. Plus, there are other factors against changing the flag. First, the Prime Minister, good old Shonky John, oh that's a nice ponytail, Key, wants it changed. Or maybe he just wants a distraction from his party's poor performance and his own personal blunders. Such a transparent and superficial ruse is sure to inspire resistance amongst the rabble. And second, that horrible baby was just born on the other side of the world. When that happens, any sign of disloyalty will not be tolerated by the mindless masses. So things don't look good for New Zealand finally growing up and becoming a real fully independent country in its own right. We have a lame and irrelevant head of state, we have a totally uninspiring flag, our national anthem is a joke, our Prime Minister is a pervert. Hey, but we have the world's best league team, as well as the best rugby team, so things aren't all bad,